door and door with Kraft Ice Refrigerator, available at Siler Appliance and Service. Dual ice makers with Kraft Ice automatically create crushed, cubed, and LG's exclusive slow-melting round ice on demand for upscale craft drinks at home without the work. No more messing with time-consuming molds. Knock on the door twice to see and search for your favorite foods with the door and door design. To see the full line of LG products, shop Siler Appliance and Service, downtown Humboldt.
We have that, Matt. We have that at home. The Kraft ice maker. It comes out in these, so you can do it in 6 days or 3 days. And it makes these little round, clear ice cubes. They're giant. It's perfect for, say, bourbon.
Yes.
Or, let's say, whiskey.
Yes.
We have one of those. It's an LG. And we got it from Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt.
And it makes beautiful round ice cubes.
Yeah, it's clear. Yep, you just put one of those in your little glass.
So, like, I could hold it up, although I'm not the best at holding cold objects. And I could look through, and I could see you on the other side.
Yes, it would shrink me down, I think. I brought one in for you this morning, but it melted.
Oh, okay. Old shrinkage.
Well, it is a cold morning.
Yes.
You know those darn ice cubes.
Yeah.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. Just listening to the music, getting in the mood.
Just gets you feeling some type of way, Pat.
Yeah, I'm very happy and cheerful. Question numero uno. Question number one. Matt.
Pat.
Would you rather chew gum from a stranger or share their bath towel?
Ugh.
Chew gum from a stranger, like chew on gum. They've already chewed on it. And now you have to chew it. Or share their bath towel.
Now, Pat, the mouth kind of makes me queasy, you know, especially a stranger, you know.
Who do you have a crush on? What's her name?
Good old
celebrity. Yeah, she's in the X-Men. What's her name? She's married to the guy from SNL.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's not in the X-Men. Scarlett Johansson.
She's not?
No.
Oh, well, anyway, Scarlett Johansson. Like, if she chewed on a piece of gum and gave it to you to chew on, would you?
Well, I mean, in that case.
Okay.
Maybe I'd pick
that.
And
she would be a complete stranger.
Yeah, she would. But the problem is, you know, he didn't specify which complete stranger this would be.
It's just a stranger.
Yeah.
Would you share her bath towel?
See, that's... I don't know.
Would you rather chew gum from a stranger or share their bath towel?
You know, Pat, I've just, when I instantly go to a stranger, I'm just thinking of like some strange, you know, person, all that I don't know. I don't know if they have the best oral hygiene or not.
Yeah.
So, you know what, I can't get past the mouth thing. So, you know what? Probably going to go with the bath towel.
With the bath towel.
Yeah.
Sure. Yep. But if it was Scarlett Johansson. Thank you, Craig.
X-Men.
I thought she was an X-Men.
No, she's an Avenger. What's it called?
Oh, the Avenger. Oh, I Did I cross the streams there?
No, well, you haven't now because they're all owned by the same company now, but with all the mergers we keep getting. She plays Black Widow. That's what she is.
That's
okay.
What it is. Yeah, Black Widow.
Think. Yeah.
Yep.
In that case, I'd probably go with the...
You would chew her gum and share a bath towel with her.
Probably either or, yeah.
Or both.
You're saying I'd sign up?
Yeah, would you Would you offer to dry her off?
I feel like we're getting kind of personal here.
Question number two. Question number two. We'll save you, Matt. Would you rather have a girlfriend with a weird kink or one that calls you by an annoying pet name? Would you rather have a girlfriend with a weird kink or one that calls you by an annoying pet name? So, let
Is
me just
pet
say...
pet name out in public?
Yes.
Oi. Uh-oh.
Yep. So, here's what I did. I went to ChatGPT and I typed in a brief description of our good friend Matt Shearer and asked for them to come up with some cheeky pet names for Matt.
Oh, boy.
So, of the several that popped up, I thought these were very notable. Mighty Matt. Now, this is your girlfriend. Hi, Mighty Matt. Right?
Out in public?
Out in public, yeah. Or Coach Cutie.
Hey.
How's my little hunkaroni? The love commentator.
Oh, boy.
You can pick any one of these. How about... Matt, did you have a good day at work today? How's my little snack daddy Shear?
In public?
In public,
yeah.
Yep.
See, that's the... Oh, man.
My favorite is Touchdown Muffin. How's my little Touchdown Muffin?
Now, the other one, the weird kink, is that in private, not public?
You can.
Or are they both
out
there?
You can define that however you want, you know. Do you rather have a girlfriend with a weird kink or one that calls you by an annoying pet name?
Pat, I don't like to get annoyed, but especially out in public, that would be, be kind of like a deal breaker almost. And you know what, Pat? Because of it being out in public, I'll go with the kink.
The weird kink?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. So are you one that is cool with PDA? Public display of affection? Like holding hands, maybe smooching in public.
If it's not over the top, per se.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, yeah, I mean, you know, all it takes is one person to hear Snack Daddy Shear. And especially in a friend group, oh, you're done for. You know, you're around friends and all of a sudden one of them catches wind of old Snack Daddy Shear. That's a problem.
Snack Daddy Shear.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think that's one of my personal favorites right now.
All right.
Thanks, ChatGPT.
Going with the girlfriend with a weird kink.
Yeah.
Question number three. Would you rather your girlfriend only dance seductively in public? I'm talking like total grinding, twerking, or only dance the waltz? Let me ask it again. Would you rather your girlfriend only dance seductively in public or only dance the waltz? Now, do you know what the waltz is? It's where you hold each other and it's One, two, three. One, two, three. Here, let's try it.
All right.
Ready?
Where do I put my hands?
Okay. Hey, watch your hands.
That's what I'm asking. Okay. Where do I put my hands?
Right. I'll lead. Ready? One, two, three. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Sorry, I stepped on your toe there.
That's all right. You have big feet.
Yeah.
Would you rather your girlfriend only dance seductively in public or only dance the waltz?
Can you imagine being like at a club and all of a sudden, you know, everybody's dancing around you a certain way and you're just waltzing in the middle?
Yep.
To, you know, like... Well, let me think. Usher or Flo Rida or something like that. It'd be kind of funny. So, like, anytime you go out dancing, you have to be seductive.
Yeah, she's either all up on you or you're dancing the waltz.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's going to his visual right now. He's picturing himself with his girlfriend.
And it's either or, no in between.
Nothing in between. One or the other.
You know what, Pat? We'll keep it professional outside. We'll do the waltz.
Okay. Do the waltz. Mm-hmm. But when you get home, game on.
Game on. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll have to practice more of that waltz, though.
Bonus, you can practice that with Sheridan or Russell.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like the way you held me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know where to put my hands. I'm sorry.
You're very handsy. Ugh.
I just like to hold on, Pat.
Bonus question. Bonus question number 4. Listen very carefully. Would you rather be trapped in a room slowly filling with water or have your skin slowly peeled off while you're still alive?
Well, that got dark in a minute. Really quickly. So, the room slowly fills with water. I mean, am I drowning? Basically? Or is there a way out?
Trapped in a room, slowly filling with water, or have your skin slowly peeled off while you're still alive?
Oh, I feel like there's no way I can fight skin being slowly peeled off, so I'm going to probably die from that. The water, I could probably punch a window out or something like that. Fight my way out. You know, kind of those survival instincts kick in a little bit. So as much as I don't like water...
Maybe you could find where the water's coming in and you can try to... drink your way to safety.
Yeah, but if it's slowly, although I'm gonna get bloated pretty quick.
Yep.
You know what, Pat? I'm probably gonna do the water because I don't want my skin peeled because that means probably certain death. You know, you bleed pretty bad.
Sure.
And I can punch my way out of the room and.
Or at least try to get out.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't like... Drowning's one of my worst fears, but...
Oh, it is mine, too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I'll pick the room with water.
So we just kind of transitioned into that with our bonus question because it is Halloween.
Yeah.
So we might be a little dark the balance of the month. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you're going to... pick trapped in a room slowly filling with water over having your skin slowly peeled off while you're still alive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What if they were a skilled surgeon?
It's still gonna hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. Either one means certain death.
Oh, punching my way out of that room, I'm not going to die.
You're going to figure out, you're going to give it your all.
I'm going
to
get out
right
of there.
Right to the end.
Yeah.
Very good. Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.
When it comes to quality nutrition for your pets, feed them nothing but the best, like Tuffy's and Nutrisource from the Algona Feed Store. Hi, I'm Philip Dietrich. We carry dog and cat foods, plus a variety of